Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. A new day. The Lord has given us a brand new day, another day. You know, the more days He gives us, the more surprised I am. I'm becoming more surprised that I woke up and it was another day that the rapture didn't happen yet. I believe Him when He said His return is imminent. And I thank the Lord that it is. I love Him. And I also thank Him for every day He gives me to minister His word. And I thank Him for the website broadcast. It's a very effective way to reach people. I've seen so many people growing up. Some were anointed. And they were very effective people you could learn things from. And it's very difficult for people to go forward in ministry. There are so many distractions. One distraction is people don't always believe in you. They're looking at you and not God, what God is doing in you. And I've seen people get discouraged by, you know, on these broadcasts, I talk a lot. I try to warn people about what they're facing and what they will face if they didn't already. Satan don't want the gospel to spread. He's your enemy, not the people. People have their own mindset. The enemy gives them a poisonous mindset, and they work against you. Sometimes they think they're doing right. And sometimes you hear me talk about cold religion. Well, cold religion is not in love with God in the first place. Cold religion is in love with a concept. Something that makes people feel like they're doing something good or important. Some people, they look at the ministry, they use it as a platform to look important before other people. Preeminence. And that's dangerous. In the Sunday school I taught years ago that salvation is a gift to us that we couldn't earn, so it's a grace. The Word of God is given to us, and it's a grace as well. We didn't deserve to hear God's word, but He loves us and He gave us His word so we could live. So it's a grace. The offices that God gives people is a grace. The callings, you know, sometimes the calling is an office. It's a grace too. Sometimes God calls us to do a work. We may not have a fivefold title, but God gives us something to do. Some people He may have them to start a business so that they can be a blessing to others. When God causes people to be wealthy, it's for a purpose. Cold religion suggests that you just receive all you can and lavish yourself and hoard. That's not God's word. In fact, Jesus gave a parable of that. The man prospered. He said, I'll build new, bigger barns, and I'll have myself a lot of things, and I'll just take it easy. And the Lord said, you fool. Tonight your life will be required of you. Then what will happen to all that stuff? That's not the way to go. And when the Lord taught me about the cycle of life, how He told Adam to be fruitful and then multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. All these are steps of servanthood. The first step of servanthood is to be fruitful. Do something that fulfill a need. Do something that is a blessing to others. Fulfill a need. Fulfill a purpose. Prepare yourself to give profit. To give profit. Then He said, multiply. These are not suggestions, folks. These are commandments. These are the first five commandments. This is spoken to a person that loves God. If you want to know what to do with all that love you have, this is it. If you really love God, be fruitful, multiply. And then He said, replenish. Now, the Lord taught me that rich people, they'll be fruitful and they'll multiply, and then they stop. They try to hold on to that stuff, and they turn their money into some sort of god. and they feel important, and they, and you can get prestige because you have more than others. People will, poor people will give you something. I remember A.G. Gasser said people would buy his lunch and give him cigars. Poor people would, because they were so proud of him. And that's not, you know, you don't need to give, there's no need to give something to a rich man. That doesn't make sense. When people around the corner don't know where their next meal is coming from, and they're made in God's image, and there's not enough plans to help people who are poor. You know, we need to do something about the people that are poor, that want help. Pray for, the least you can do is pray for souls. I heard Sid Roth talking about how in Jewish families there's nobody praying for them because they don't believe on Jesus. And he had a brilliant idea to call in, they'll give you names of Jewish people and you can pray for them every day just like you would your own family. Brilliant idea. A godly idea. Because now God can move. When you have a satanic stronghold remains a satanic stronghold unless somebody get the gospel to the people. That's how you kill satanic strongholds. Some people, they living without prayer. And how many people in the church are praying for the peace of Jerusalem? Now I know that there are many people in the, that love God who pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I believe every humble child of God that read those scriptures, they take time and pray for the peace of Jerusalem when they read it. But it's still not on the forefront of their thinking process. Unless they have a strong relationship with the Lord. Because you can't see the people you're praying for and you don't know them. And you know, you're praying for the peace of Jerusalem as a nation. But people need specific prayers. We all do. So when you see people in need, you don't have to know them. You don't even have to speak to them. You can pray for their soul. You can take authority over Satan's work against their life. And you can tell Satan he can't blind them anymore against the truth of God. And there are so many young children who never heard the gospel in the first place in this country because the parents have fallen away. And then they produce children that won't go to church and don't know anything about God. Their education about God is very small. And then you got the media slandering God. And you got people thinking that it's all right for a man to have relations with a man and a girl to have relationships with a girl. It's bad. And this country knew God at one point. And now there's a great falling away. That's the only way the false prophet can get on the scene. You got to have a backslidden group of people that have no love for God in order for him to get away with his murder. And he's going to kill you. And he's going to look good doing it. And he's going to lie. He's going to seduce the whole world. Well, not the whole world, because China won't fall for it. But he's going to seduce the some of the most prominent civilized nations. He's going to take it by his words. Because people love this world. But when you love God, Satan can't get a foothold. I love the Lord, and I know what he can do. See, I know that God can get you out of any problem out there. I know him that way. I know what the warfare is. I understand it. I fought it for years. As people of God, as leaders of God, I teach people how to be led by the Holy Spirit. how to be leaders, not just followers, but yet followers of Jesus Christ. Not just people who barely get along. See, the word of God was never written to barely get along. Look at what he said. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And you got to do the first things first to get to the greater things. By the time a person has dominion, he knows what to do. That's just like a person. He starts a company, a business, and it grows. He's multiplied it. Then in the multiplication stage, he goes out and do good. He helps people that can't help themselves. Not people that can pay him back, but people that can't help him back. That's why the Lord said replenish. He can provide people with jobs that need a job, that want to work. And he can take a portion of his profits and supply the nonprofit works that are helping people, such as missions, hospitals, such as St. Jude. He can help, James Robinson dig wells. There are people out there fully committed to a cause to help people that can't help themselves. And these people can't pay you back. But you can help them live and they'll become productive and eventually they'll be able to do the same thing you're doing. We produce fruit after our kind. And then he says, subdue it. Then you arrange everything so that it'll always be in existence and never get out of control. Which means when you subdue something, if you do have a strong business, you have to subdue it. You have to find the right people that with the same commitment or greater commitment than you have. Hear me good. And they will go forward continuing the work for the sake of everybody involved. Just like I don't live too far from a Sipco pipe shop. The man that owned it, he knew he was going to die and his children were not interested in the business. So he took a portion of his profits. And that was the inheritance of his children. And he gave the company to the employees. And it's still in business to this day when others are long gone. And it's a thriving company. And it's a good place to work. Because he subdued it. And he had dominion over it. When you follow God fully, you have the blessings. He's still being rewarded in heaven, which I believe I believe he went and I hope he did. Because he's put something in motion that's a blessing to the community. Not to mention the pipes that they make to provide clean water and do away with wastewater in all the cities. See, God, he rewards you for everything. Things you wouldn't think about, you get rewarded for it. And the rewards mount up because he put something in process that was not reversed. And Satan can't reverse it. Because he did it the right way. And I believe the Lord probably helped him do it. Now, that's what you do with your love. That's how you refine your love. Otherwise, your love will be like raw material. You have to put the word with it. The word of God is the knowledge of love. If you have that, the God kind of love in you, it can do great things. And the love of God is very considerate. It considers others and it wants to help others and it does something about the need. Now, Pharisee leaven and Herod leaven don't do that. It will try to find a way to prosper off your back. It does nothing to help anybody. It's a false way of life. When a ministry receives money, it should be functioning. I would hate to receive money and put it in my pocket and lavish myself when people are dying. Now, I don't mind working. I'll work. And I'll work to support the gospel. I welcome any donations. And if I had too much, I would ask the Lord, what are we going to do with all this money? I would not lavish myself, I promise, because I feel God. I love Him. People are not, there are people out there that want the Word of God. And I thank God for people who love, who want to do something. You know, from time to time, I like to buy books. A lady at church, I told her that I wanted to buy some books, so she bought me some books to pass out. The books that bless my life. The Authority of the Believer, and I Believe in Visions. When I find people that have cancer, those books are order of the day. They will read them, and they can get healed. It's important. One guy, his sister had cancer. I gave him a book. But his sister died, but she saw the glory of God on her deathbed. She went to heaven, folks, because she read that book. It's important to hear God out and do what He say do. See, people are missing out because there's not enough people laborers that love God's people. Many are called, but few are chosen. And then when whatever God called you to be, he made a choice, and that choice should be respected. A lot of people say they are apostles, and they don't, so I've seen people that are apostles, and they try to hide behind being a pastor. They don't want the stigma. They don't want to be ridiculed by people. See, there's not that many people that are apostles, and we don't have anything to reference them by but Paul and Peter and the 12. But God still calls people to be apostles. And he gives us specific things to do. And they need to be done. And whatever God calls you to do, you need to be doing. Do something with the office and the grace that God has given. And you can help prevent some tragedies. I was thinking yesterday how there are some people, they come from the darkest parts of the world. They've seen warfare, children crucified with their heads cut off. A soldier was talking about, Steve Quayle was interviewing him, the man's family was murdered. His wife was shot in the head, executioner style. His two young daughters, their heads were cut off when he came back home by the Muslim militants. Extreme terrorists that they were fighting in Iraq. Some people come from the bottom. They come from, they have tragedies. And then there are soldiers that come back with all this baggage because they saw all these evil things. And I said, my heart goes out to them. I said, Lord, I would like to minister to people. I minister to people about building ministries the right way, which will prevent those kind of things. But God is the one who can comfort you and build you back up. I know for a fact that if Christians don't do what they're supposed to, this wonderful country can become a terrible war zone. Without Christ, and if Satan get his strong, if he get a stronghold camp going, it's hard to stop it. It'll take war and bloodshed to stop it. Now the Lord knows how to comfort His people in every tragedy. Some people come through tragedy, abusive parents, abusive spouses, gangs. Some people's life is just miserable. And I understand this. But I also know that if you learn what God gave you, it starts with the Word of God. You got to believe His Word. You got to take authority over Satan, and you can get your life back. And not only get your life back, you can prosper perfectly. And the Lord can do something about every hurt that you endure. I'm not just saying that because it sounds good. I live it, and I know it. But I happen to be out of time. If you trust the Lord with your life, He can put it back together. Now, until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.